and welcome to the return of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a daily podcast where the Word of God is read every day of the week. We'll be reading the entire Bible in 1 year. Each day, I'll have a few words of introduction. We'll read the Bible, and then I'll have a few closing words. But the main emphasis each day will be God's Word. This is episode number zero, you may have noticed. And the reason for that is I'm going to give you an introduction to what the show's going to be all about and why I'm back doing the show. It's going to be great to be sharing God's Word with you again. I started reading through the Bible with the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible on January 1st, 2007. And the last episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible went up on December 20th, 2016. In that time, we read through the Bible several times. I took a few breaks during those nearly 10 years, as you might expect. But given the condition of the world right now, I felt the Lord sort of tap me on the shoulder not too long ago as if to say, Steve, it's time to get back to work. As you probably know, I've restarted a few of the old LifeSpring Media shows and even brought a couple of new shows out. But to be honest, this show is the main reason for my return to podcasting. I mean, there's nothing that is going to bring peace to a fallen world but Jesus. The Apostle John said of Jesus, in the opening verses of his gospel, "In the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Jesus is the light of the world, and if the world ever needed more light, it is now. And Jesus is the Word. My purpose with this podcast is to share the Word of God with as many people as will listen. We need to center our thoughts on God, not on what we hear on the news or see in social media. Politicians won't save us. Social justice won't save us. Numbing our senses with drugs or alcohol won't save us. Only Jesus can save us, and I believe He's coming soon. If you're listening to me right now, won't you pray with me that God will use this podcast to encourage people who are discouraged, to bring hope to hearts who have lost all hope, to bring unity where there's been separation, and to bring light where there has been darkness. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. The more people that hear the show, the more light we can bring to the world. There will never be any advertisements on this show, but I do need your support to help with costs. There are website hosting costs, which doubled for me this year as I upgraded the service plan. There's software costs, hardware costs, and more. And I will be setting up a page at lifespringmedia.com where you can give to help cover these expenses. And I will occasionally remind you that your support is needed. You'll be able to give whatever amount you choose, whatever you think the value of the show is to you. It's your decision. I'll let you know as soon as I publish the giving page. So here's the plan. As I said, we'll read the entire Bible in 1 year, but we're using a different reading plan than I personally have ever seen. I found this plan at bible-reading.com that I really like, and the owner of that website very graciously gave his permission for us to use it. So here's how it works. As you know, the Bible can be divided into sections. First, there is the Law, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Then there's history, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Then there's poetry, Psalms, Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Then there's prophecy, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, the Minor Prophets, and the Book of Revelation. Then you have the four Gospels, and then the Epistles. With this plan we're using, on Sundays we'll read in the Epistles. Monday, the Law, Tuesday, History, Wednesday, Psalms, Thursday, Poetry, Friday, Prophecy, Saturday, the Gospels. I think this is great because every day we'll be in a different book with a different emphasis. I'm really looking forward to this, and I hope you'll be with me on the journey. So please, be sure that you subscribe to the podcast and join me every day. If you miss a day, it's easy to catch up, or just jump in whenever you can, wherever we are in the schedule. Since this is a podcast, all the shows will remain on the website so you can go back and listen to back episodes. Well, there you have it. That's the plan. And God willing, the next episode will be the first day of 52 weeks of sharing the Word of God with you. I can't wait to get started. See you on the next show. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.